We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Played off the boards by Dylan Cousins in a backhand to the empty net. He shoots. He scores. Dylan Cousins with the empty net. And the Sabres' fifth goal of this game with 59.8 seconds remaining in the third period.
Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton coming up top of the hour. You think Frazier's back? Sean McDermott did not want to talk about assistance 2 days ago. Then yesterday, Brandon Bean says Dorsey going into year two. So Dorsey has been addressed by the GM. I don't think he would do that unless he knows he's coming back.
Yep.
I mean, if Dorsey were to get fired at this point, I would be shocked because the GM, I mean, he doesn't just flippantly throw things out there.
Nope.
So I'd expect him back. And Frazier was not mentioned by Bean. I think Frazier's back.
And you'd bet no?
You would bet no? I'm going to bet no.
I think I lean yes. I very slightly lean yes. His contract being up, I mean, it makes it easy if they want to move on from him. I don't know. The way McDermott talks about him, the way the players talk about him. I mean, Matt Milano is showing up to games in those T-shirts Von Miller wears. It's like he's like wearing the Leslie Frazier shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd lean yes because I think he's probably very, very respected and popular in that building. And their defensive results in 5 years have been great. Not with the, you know, the last couple of games that ended the season, notwithstanding. I mean, is that the argument for why you don't bring him back? It's just the two games that ended each of the last 2 years. It's 13 seconds, the debacle that was that final drive.
It's the game before that. They gave up 38, mm-hmm. right?
By the way, you said it yesterday, they make two stops in that Chief playoff game last year.
Yeah.
And then against the Bengals, they allowed 30 first downs. I mean, I guess that's the argument. It's not what he's done as a whole for 5 years. It's 2 years in a row, season's ended, because we've played these big challenges, the Bengals and Chiefs, and have not been able to stop them.
It's the point people make about Tony Dungy in Dallas. Or, I'm sorry, in Tampa. Yeah, he gets you this far. Can he get you the rest of the way?
Is Frazier the gap there? Is Frazier the guy who can't take you the rest of the way?
And I probably don't think he is. But last year, the special teams coordinator had to go. This time around, it just wouldn't surprise me. I think I might bet that he would. 803-0550, more of your calls. On the other side, we'll get to Paul Hamilton, talk a little about the hockey team, who is pushing forward. 3 points out of a playoff spot, 3 games in hand, and sitting right there in the 9 spot. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.